Bolton, Fanny. Armadale, Melbourne, Australia. November 7th, 1895. Sister Fanny. The past night, my sleep has troubled me. I am communicating to you in my sleeping hours. I have been waiting, hoping that some word would be given me that would mark out the way of the Lord more distinctly, that I might know what to do. But I have had no additional light. Therefore, I must take heed to the light I have already had from time to time in the past. I shall not trace with pen the many things that have occurred in the history of the past. It would only make me live them over afresh. I merely state that what has occurred on this campground is not a sudden temptation, new and strange to the human agent. It is a line of thought that has been cherished, and that will continue to be cherished. It may be smothered, but I cannot flatter myself that it is dead without a possibility of a resurrection. At the very time when you knew me to be suffering most with physical infirmities, at the very time when it was essential that I should have all my powers under full control, and that I should have the most favorable surroundings to keep my mind in peace and rest in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, on this important occasion, I am brought into perplexity and distress which is scarcely endurable. Impediments of a very trying character are thrown in my way to weaken my hands, to take all courage out of my heart, and, too, leave me to wrestle with uncertainties, to meet a harvest of unbelief and suspicion, which, if true, as represented, God would set me aside and take Fanny Bolton in my stead. These manifestations have been bewildering to me, and still are. I do not recover from the shock. Those who are supposed to help me should see me in my physical weakness, yet compelled to be distressed beyond measure by their attitude. But they have no power to resist the devil. I will not attempt to say all that might be said. I can but go over the ground of the last 6 or 7 years, step by step, from point to point, and inquire, what am I? And what will God have of me? I am still in a maze of perplexity, but I see only one course open before me. If my life is worth saving, I must disconnect from Fanny, and this is her only hope. It is a great trial for me to do this, for I have no one selected to prepare my articles. This may be in the providence of God. Perhaps he designs me to lay down my pen and say, I have written enough, while I had thought I had many things I must write. Being dependent upon an editor to prepare my articles for the press makes my work difficult, and I am still in great trial. To get a stranger who is unacquainted with me would be to go through the same experience that I have had with Fanny. But I give Fanny up on this campground. If she consecrate her abilities to God and hide herself in Christ, she can find work. I will not hinder her. Notwithstanding all the repeated difficulties that Fanny has placed upon me in this line, not a trace of my pen has communicated the state of affairs to anyone in America. But something will have to be said now. A plain statement of facts will be necessary. This is due to the conference, who have hitherto paid her for the work she was supposed to do when she came with me. I shall avoid making any reference to particulars. The warnings given to Fanny by the Lord have not been pleasant to consider, and she has not taken heed to them. The precious matter placed in her hands she has not regarded as sacred. She treated as such, she has not obtained knowledge by them, nor practiced the principles kept constantly before her. Familiarity with the most solemn messages that I have felt I must write have bred contempt. They have become common to her mind. Therefore, for her soul's sake, and in order to preserve my life, I must sever all connection with Fanny Bolton. I understand that she says she has plenty of work piled up before her which she can do. if sanctified, if holy, if cleansed in mind and purified in soul, if meek and lowly in heart, God will forgive the past and work with her efforts. But if she works to obtain praise and glory for herself, she will work alone. I dare not trust her to handle my manuscript. I should ever be in uncertainty as to how it is treated if I take her testimony as truth. But this temptation will always be a dangerous one to her. If she uses her ability, given her of God, to exhibit what Fanny Bolton can do, she works in herself and out of Christ. I now reluctantly and with grief in my heart say to Fanny Bolton, you are no longer in the employment of the General Conference in my behalf.
Fanny, I forgive you for the pain and suffering you have caused me, and which has been so many times repeated. I forgive as I hope to be forgiven. Yet notwithstanding I forgive, I must do according to the light and warnings given me in the past in reference to the work God has given me, and in reference to your work in connection with me. You cannot discern the character of the work the Lord has given me to do, else you would not regard it as a common thing. Your soul is precious in the sight of God. By being converted daily from your own way, by accepting God's way as a little child, you will find your only hope of heaven. You have been praised and exalted. You have been given credit for possessing great piety and disinterested devotion. This is a mistake. The emotional part of your nature has been called to exercise altogether too much for your own good and for the good of those with whom you associate. It has been keyed up to a high tension in your intensity of feelings. You do many things for which there is not found solid, earnest, abiding results. Self was mingled with everything, tainting and corrupting your service. It is always safe to use the holy fire of God's own kindling and no other. I ask you to read the 16th chapter of Numbers. If I have worked in self, my work will not stand. If I have worked in God, the work will endure. Fanny must excuse me from having a private interview with her. I cannot bear it. Let this be read before Brother and Sister Prescott, Brother and Sister Corliss, Brother and Sister Colcord, and Brother and Sister Rousseau. Fanny should be present when it is read.